the rest of the story. Not many teachers lasted a full year when Rettie was school age. In that one-room schoolhouse on a hillside outside Paintsville, one of the big kids would beat up the new teacher, so they'd get a new teacher. And what with that rapid rotation, not a whole lot of book learning went on. It's not as though Rettie learned nothing. She learned that if she'd come to school early enough to sweep the floor and erase the blackboard and build a fire in the pot-bellied stove in the middle of the classroom, she'd be paid $1 a month. And that helped in a household where there were 8 youngsters and where Daddy worked only sometimes. But I'm by way of explaining that Rettie never really graduated, even from grade school. She stayed on to help get the new teachers started and to collect that $1 a month, but she didn't really learn anything. I mean, she didn't even learn to read or write. And when Rettie married at the age of 13, she was what we now call illiterate. She had 4 babies by the time she was 17, and still could neither read nor write. The lullabies she would sing to her babies were songs that she made up from what few words that she did know. Most hill folks thereabout grew up the same way. Few knew who the president was or cared. Midst rocks and scrub pine and raggedy oak, the houses of hill folk were up on stilts, either front or back. Any level spot had to be saved for garden. And here was this baby with babies, picking strawberries, changing diapers, fixing bottles, back to picking, never learning to read or write. And then one day she was 17, and she was sitting in their hillside cabin with her mother's Bible in her lap and aching inside because she could not read the words. And out loud she said, "God, help me to understand what it says." And starting that day, little by little, she did. She began to read and understand words and then to write them. And one day, Rettie was not illiterate anymore. It has not come easy. Wherever she is at this moment, there is a dictionary beside her. She is still learning. But this is the rest of the story. One day when she was 21 and all of the young'uns were in school, her husband, Dew, said, "Rettie, honey," said, "I was hearing some singing on the radio, and you know you used to sing that pretty when you was rocking the babies. Why don't you sing anymore?" 6 years from that day, Rettie's singing had embraced the world of country music. That day, and for more than 20 years since, she has never been off the charts of bestsellers, never, ever. 50 albums. She owns 5 companies that produce the music she writes and sings. She has won every honor that country music can bestow, and yet, still running scared from the poverty of that hillside cabin in Butcher Holler, Kentucky, this first lady of country music still travels by bus to 200 singing engagements every year, reading along the way everything, anything, ancient history, currently, with a thumb-worn dictionary at her side. The little girl who became a mother 4 times over and was still unable either to read or to write was the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn. And now you know the rest of the story.